All right, so we are back on ONU's campus the night before formal sorority recruitment starts. And even though we are a smaller school and a smaller Greek community, we are really looking forward to it. That being said, my guest tonight is, in fact, my roommate, Anna. She serves on the Panhellenic Executive Board, who kind of oversees all of the chapters. So, Anna, why don't you go ahead and describe what you do for Panhell?
Hi, everyone. So I am the VP of Community Service for our Panhellenic Council. And this means that I sort of keep all of the sororities accountable for achieving the standards that we hold for our Greek life and community service. In addition to that, I plan about 10 events every semester so that these girls can get their hours and just to promote our community and serving them in the best of our ability.
So how long have you been doing this job?
I was put into this position last December, and we'll be passing it off this December. However, I did previously serve as my chapter's VP of Community Service, so I kind of have a lot of experience in this area. So I've been really enjoying it, but I'm looking forward to passing on the torch to my next person.
So, you know, serving as a member of the Panhellenic Executive Board, how are you feeling as we head into formal rounds this weekend?
I think there's an overwhelming sense of excitement in our entire community. I think we're all really excited to meet our new members, and this is the time of the year that we are most connected as an entire community, lifting each other up, being kind and welcoming and warm to all of the members of our community, whether they're in our chapters or not. So I'm really looking forward to this overall sense of unity carrying us through the rest of this semester.
So there has been a lot of lead up to recruitment, but it also, you know, takes a lot of time to get ready for it. How has utilization of social media kind of played into Panhell getting ready for such a big weekend?
I think it's been absolutely crucial for us. The biggest sort of social media movement that we've put into place this semester is called our Beat the Stereotype campaign. And through that, we've been able to show off the facets of Greek life that are not as well known and sort of eliminating the stereotypes that people do have towards Greek life, whether that be certain attitudes or just how we are as human beings, and showing that we really are the leaders on this campus and are the people that can make the biggest impact here because we do have such a large voice. So I think that movement alone has been incredible, and just seeing all of the individual sororities and fraternities lifting their values up and showing them off to the potential new members is really uplifting, and I think that our community has a lot to offer these members.
So it really has come in handy. You know, our age bracket is very focused on social media. Do you think that Panhell tends to focus on like Instagram or Facebook or a little bit of both, or like where do you think like most of that is being done?
I think there is the largest presence on Instagram. I think the visualization through the utilization of pictures is absolutely crucial because it puts a face to everything that we do and the ways that we impact our campus. I do think that Facebook is a fantastic secondary resource for us, but I do believe that Instagram is our major platform.
So is there anything going into, you know, formal recruitment and going forward that you would like to see within Greek social media?
I would really like to see, as I said before, this sense of unity to continue onwards, this reaching out into our community for feedback and for gathering together under the name of our organizations, both individually and as a whole. Additionally, I would like to see the representation of all the chapters being equally distributed, especially through the Panhellenic and IFC social medias, showing off all the facets that we can offer as a Greek community. Additionally, I think I would like to see a little bit more diversity represented and a continuation of our Beat the Stereotype campaign to show that we are all so different and diverse and can offer so much to not only our college community, but the community beyond.
Absolutely. It is such a crucial part of what you do, and it is a crucial part of why we are able to thrive and why recruitment is so exciting for those going through. So thank you so much for coming on today. We've had you such a good time talking to you and really getting to hear more about, you know, what kind of goes into planning these events and how that's going to happen. So if anybody was interested in seeing parts of the Beat the Stereotype campaign, you can go ahead and follow ONU Panhellenic Council on Instagram at ONU Panhell. Just straight up, it should come up. A lot of pictures from that campaign are on there, and I'm sure everyone that put their time into it would love for you to check it out. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.